There goes that man's
gotcha.
Oh my God, did you see that?
America's team? Yeah, right.
Oh, baby, it's a big day in sports.
There's nothing like battling it out with your teammates all season long to go win a championship.
Green Bay's got it this year. Huge move for him. I think it's going to be a game changer.
We have a lot to talk about this busy week in the sports world. Welcome to the In a League of Their Own podcast.
Hello, everyone. A little bonus segment here for you today. Hard to kind of pass this one up as far as a trending thing in the MLB world. It's that time of year where they make their phone calls as far as who's in and not in the Hall of Fame. One of the most iconic baseball players, leads in a bunch of categories. Barry Bonds did not get the call, and they are holding him out of the Hall of Fame due to his PEDs that he was caught with when he played. Do you think this is a good move for the MLB? Do they stick with this across the board, or do you think guys in that time frame when they weren't testing for it, because you know there's probably hundreds of guys doing it, it sucks that you, if you're the one or two guys that get caught, it affects you the most.
Yeah, I think this is definitely shame, MLB. Barry and Roger Clemens both should be in there. There's people that are currently in there who have done way worse things than what these guys have done. And just like you said, everybody was doing it. Sosa, McGuire, all those, everybody was doing steroids back in the day. That's why baseball was so fun to watch. So I feel like baseball needs to pull their head out of their ass and get these people in there, because even up before they started using the PEDs, they still had Hall of Fame careers before they used them.
Yeah, exactly. And especially as a fan, like back then, obviously we weren't around, like back when some of these guys that were mentioned were back in their primes, in the like 80s, 90s, when steroids were kind of the bigger thing. People who watched and had their handful of favorite players that they watched in the league during that time, like, you always, for us, for the NFL, to see Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, guys that we idolized on the field, cool, we see them in the Hall of Fame now. You're taking that away from the fans, away from these teams of basically the people that they got to watch, the people that they idolized, that they loved watching play baseball. You're basically throwing their career out the window and saying, oh, yeah, they're exempt from our list. So then it's like, okay, so then basically you're saying that all those highlights that they watch didn't come to fruition for these guys in the Hall. Obviously it's a different time, PEDs, steroids, all that, it's a huge no-no now, but back then when they weren't testing for it and everybody was doing it, to target a couple guys and hold them out, I think is unfair to do.
Like, who's to say anybody who's in the Hall of Fame didn't use PEDs and they just didn't get caught?
Exactly.
Like, that's why, because they have some people that are already in the Hall of Fame who have prior PED use, other issues. Like, Pete Rose, he should be in the fucking Hall of Fame. And if they are going to keep the standard, Alex Rodriguez, does he get into the Hall of Fame? One of the greatest baseball players, U.S. icon as far as Jeter and A-Rod.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
he shouldn't, if they're gonna go this.
That's what I mean. I feel like he's gonna be the guy where they potentially are like, okay, all right. I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. So yeah. It's interesting when you get into PEDs.
Yeah, it is.
Especially when you're trying to compare apples to oranges in time frame.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's like, what? So the Pirates pitcher threw a no-hitter on LSD? He shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame? Because he drug use? He used the drugs during the game? Like, yeah. Come on, man. Babe Ruth was hammered almost every game. Like,
that's funny. Like, yeah, back then, guys would be drinking, smoking cigarettes. Like, oh no!
Every sport, dude.
Yeah. Oh no! Because it's a different drug. Like alcohol is a form of a drug. Like nicotine is a drug. Oh no, as soon as you get into that realm of we don't know what to call it, then oh, it's bad. You know, you can't get it. Like, it's still funny living in the year 2022 how that's still an issue that they haven't figured out.
Oh yeah. And then, like you said, people drinking beers and smoking cigs. Former coach of mine, he said that he played semi-pro hockey back in the day, and he said that they literally, the guys who had smoked, like the guys who smoked in between periods, the guys would come around with clean ashtrays and they'd have them sitting in their stalls waiting for them so that they could just sit there and fucking smoke, like just openly in the middle of the locker room. Just like, what the fuck?
Jeez. That's crazy.
And then you're out there doing cardiovascular shit. It's like, makes no sense.
No. I mean, back then, though, like,
there was the science, right?
No, the commercials were, like, it was cool. Like it was the thing to smoke. Not knowing, oh, why can't I fucking breathe?
Yeah. And then you also have those other people who smoke fucking 3 packs a day, and they're just like, what? I can go run marathon. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah. Some of that's just crazy genetics, and I feel like you get lucky sometimes, but yeah, that kind of wraps up our bonus segment today. Again, not really talking about the MLB a whole lot right now, but this was worth diving into. So again, everybody have a great weekend, and we will highlight everything that happens between now and Sunday on Monday.